Today, I want to talk about something pretty powerful, letting God take the lead. Yep, you heard me right. It's all about putting our trust in Him and allowing Him to guide our steps, our decisions, and our lives. Now, I get it. Letting go of control can be scary. We humans like to think we've got it all figured out, right? But here's the thing. God's plans for us are way bigger and better than anything we could ever come up with on our own. Think about it like this. When you're driving down a road and you hit a detour, what do? You follow the signs, right? Well, life is kind of like that. Sometimes, we hit those unexpected detours, maybe a job loss, a health scare, or a broken relationship. But instead of trying to navigate those twists and turns on our own, we can trust that God knows the way and He'll lead us right where we need to be. So, how do we start letting God take the lead? It all comes down to trust and surrender. We've got to trust that God's got a plan, even when we can't see the whole picture. And we've got to surrender our own desires and plans, knowing that His way is always the best way. One way we can do this is through prayer. Prayer isn't just about asking for what we want. It's also about listening to God's voice and seeking His guidance. So, next time you're facing a tough decision or feeling lost, take a moment to pray and ask God to show you the way. Another thing we can do is to spend time in God's Word. The Bible is like a roadmap for life, full of wisdom and guidance for every situation we might face. So, crack open those pages and see what God has to say about the challenges you're facing. And finally, we've got to be willing to step out in faith. Sometimes, following God's lead means doing things that don't make sense to us or seem scary. But when we trust Him and obey His voice, amazing things can happen. So, friend, wherever you are on your journey, remember this. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to navigate life's twists and turns alone. Just take a deep breath, say a prayer, and trust that God is leading you every step of the way. Let Him take the wheel and watch as He guides you to places beyond your wildest dreams. Trusting in God's plan, life is a wild ride, full of surprises at every turn. As Christians, we're encouraged to put our faith in God's master plan. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 keeps it simple. Trust God completely. Don't rely solely on your own smarts. In every area of life, give Him control and watch Him pave the way. Picture this. You're on a road trip with a friend who knows the route like the back of their hand. You could stress over every turn and intersection, or you could kick back, let them take the wheel, and enjoy the ride. Trusting in God's plan is like that, letting Him navigate while we soak in the journey. But let's be real, surrendering control isn't always a piece of cake. We humans like to think we've got it all figured out, but truth is, our understanding is limited. God, however, sees the whole picture. He knows where each twist and turn leads, even when we're clueless. When we release our grip on the steering wheel of life and let God drive, it's like a weight off our shoulders. Suddenly, we're not carrying the burden of figuring everything out. We're free to embrace the adventure, knowing that God's plan is way better than anything we could come up with. Sure, there'll be bumps and detours along the way. But here's the kicker. God can turn our biggest mess-ups into miracles. He's the ultimate expert at turning setbacks into setups for something incredible. So, next time life throws you a curveball, take a deep breath and remember, God's got your back. His plan is flawless, even when we can't see the whole picture. So, trust Him with all your heart, let go of the need to control every outcome, and watch as He leads you down paths you never even dreamed of. Let's face it, we all like to feel in control of our lives. We make plans, set goals, and strive to make things happen according to our own understanding. But if we're honest, we know deep down that we're not all-knowing or all-powerful. In the Bible, Jesus talks about this very thing in a way that hits home for many of us. In Matthew 16 verses 24 to 25, Jesus tells his disciples that to truly follow him, they must be willing to let go of their own desires and take up their cross. He says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." So what does this mean for us today? It means surrendering control to God. It means letting go of our own plans and ambitions and instead, trusting that God's plans are better than our own. It means acknowledging that we don't have all the answers, but God does. It's about allowing His will to guide our steps, even when it doesn't make sense to us. Surrendering control isn't easy. It requires humility and faith. It means admitting that we can't do it all on our own and that we need God's help. But when we do surrender control, we find freedom and peace like never before. We discover that God's plans are far greater than anything we could ever imagine for ourselves. So today, I encourage you to let go of the need to control every aspect of your life. Instead, trust in God's plan for you. Surrender your desires and ambitions to Him, and allow His will to guide your steps. In doing so, you'll find true fulfillment and purpose, and you'll experience the abundant life that God has promised to those who follow Him. In the midst of all the craziness and uncertainty that life throws our way, finding peace can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It seems impossible, right? But here's the thing. When we let God take the wheel, something incredible happens. We experience a peace that's so deep, so unexplainable, it's like nothing else in the world. In Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7, it's laid out plain and simple. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Let that sink in for a moment. When we hand over our worries, our fears, our uncertainties to God, something amazing happens. We find this peace that's beyond our comprehension. It's like a shield that protects our hearts and minds from all the chaos swirling around us. But here's the catch. We've got to be willing to let go of the reins. We've got to stop trying to control every little thing and instead, trust that God's got it all under control. It's not always easy, I'll admit. We like to think we know what's best for us, right? But when we surrender control and lean on God's guidance, that's when the magic happens. That's when we find ourselves wrapped in this blanket of peace that carries us through even the toughest storms of life. So, my friend, if you're feeling overwhelmed by the chaos of life, take a deep breath and remember this. You don't have to go it alone. Let God take the lead, and watch as His peace washes over you in ways you never thought possible. Trust me, it's worth it. Fear is something we all deal with at some point in our lives. It's like this nagging voice in the back of our heads, whispering doubts and insecurities. But here's the thing, fear doesn't have to control us. As Christians, we're called to something greater. We're called to walk by faith, not by sight. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, it's spelled out for us plain and simple. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let that sink in for a moment. God didn't create us to be slaves to fear. He created us to be bold, to be courageous, to step out in faith even when it feels scary. When we choose to let go of our fears and put our trust in God, something incredible happens. We find this freedom, this boldness, that we never knew was possible. It's like breaking free from chains that have been holding us back for far too long. We realize that we don't have to let fear dictate our decisions or hold us back from God's best for our lives. Now, don't get me wrong. Choosing faith over fear isn't always easy. It takes courage. It takes trust. But when we take that leap of faith and trust in God's promises, we discover a peace and a strength that we never knew we had. So, my friend, if fear is holding you back from fully embracing God's plan for your life, I want to encourage you to take a step of faith today. Trust that God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, empowering you, and leading you into a future filled with hope and promise. As you do, you'll experience a freedom and a boldness that will change your life forever. Letting God call the shots isn't a walk in the park, but let me tell you, it's totally worth it. When we put our trust in His plan, let go of trying to control everything, and find peace in His guidance, something incredible happens. We start to see life in a whole new light. We find purpose and fulfillment in ways we never thought possible. So, here's my challenge to you. Loosen your grip on the steering wheel of life. Instead of trying to navigate every twist and turn on your own, hand it over to God. Trust me, He's a way better driver anyway. In His hands, you'll find the greatest adventure of all. It's a journey of faith and surrender that leads to a life filled with joy and abundance. So what are you waiting for? Let's buckle up and let God take the lead. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.